If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. People you're working with are 40, 50, or 60 years old. You're only 25. They have that knowledge. They have that experience. They have a huge upper hand on you, and you just need to accept that. You can't beat yourself up over it. You just need to accept and keep on working. You keep improving. Real quick, while it's fresh in my mind, I'm here at co-working space that I'm blessed to be a partner in. And one of the women co-working left, and if she ever watches this, she'll know who she is. And she came up to me and she said, "You have to remember, you only live once, and you need to spend your time wisely. Go home, like go spend time with your friends and your family and stop working so much." And it made me think, huh, maybe I should go home for 1 second. Because here's the thing, this is what everyone needs to understand. You need to do what makes you the happiest. And the thing that makes me happiest, happier than anything in the world, number one is spending time with my wife. Number two, it's working on GoMahi, educating entrepreneurs, ePayer, all of the companies I have going, and providing content for you guys. This is my passion. This is what I freaking love to do. I love doing it more than anything in the world. If I had the choice to go do something with friends tonight or sit here and work, I would easily choose sitting here and working. It's my passion. It's legitimately my side hobby, my work, and my playtime. I don't judge anybody for going out and biking all weekend, playing on the lake, because that's what they love to do. If that's what makes you truly happy, truly, truly happy, then do that. And don't let anyone judge you for it. If your thing is camping on a sidewalk every day, I mean, make sure it's part of the law and you can legally do it, but if you can, do it. If that's what makes you truly, truly happy. That was a horrible example. But the thing is, you just have to understand, it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter how much backlash you get. You need to do what's best for you. And what's best for you is that thing that gets you out of bed every morning and gets you super, super amped up. It doesn't have to be work. It can be something fun. It could be a hobby. I mean, I think it should be work because you spend so much time working. But just remember, no one, it doesn't matter what anyone says, they can't affect this or this. You have control over these two things, and you just need to do what's best for you. No outside noise. Plug those ears and keep on grinding. What's up, everybody? I just finished up a podcast with Alicia Wallner, and she was an absolute treat to have on the show. But I wanted to bring up a topic that we talked about, and I was curious about, quick context. She's 23 years old, and she's running a decent-sized marketing company and working with huge brands. And I was kind of curious about how she handled her inexperience in meetings. And I was curious how she was able to stay caught up with the big dogs and the lingo. Because a lot of people don't understand, when you're an entrepreneur and you're starting out, you get stuck in a lot of meetings where you don't understand what people are talking about. Because there's so many... what are they? Short codes? No, that's not what I'm looking for. But whatever they use, like
CRM. I didn't know what a CRM tool was forever, legitimately forever. And I was too dumb to look it up.
But you get stuck in a lot of meetings where you don't know exactly what's happening and you just have to ask. Because it's better, and Alicia says this in the podcast, but it's better to ask before you start working together so you actually figure out what they're talking about than starting to work together and looking like an idiot when you present the project in the future. So that's huge. The second thing is, you know, when we talk about that, I was kind of thinking about how there are a lot of meetings I get into where I feel like the dumbest guy in the room. And I know that's from inexperience in the field, and it's okay. You know, if you're a young entrepreneur, you're a young individual that are working with older professionals that are darn good at their job, don't be hard on yourself. Like, I need to do a better job of that. I'll go home and I'll beat myself up all night. And my wife will come up to me and she'll be like, remember, hon. Sorry, I just said hon, it's weird. But she said, remember, she'll always say, remember, the people you're working with are 40, 50, or 60 years old. You're only 25. They have that knowledge. They have that experience. They have a huge upper hand on you. And you just need to accept that. You can't beat yourself up over it. You just need to accept and keep on working. You keep improving. And you know, when you think about it, if you're doing it at a young age, or if you're doing it at the age of 30 or 40, it's a good thing you're starting now, because you're gonna have lots and lots and lots of years to perfect your craft. That's why you start now and you just go, 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 and keep pushing and keep trying and keep failing and keep learning. Fortunately or unfortunately, however you may take it, when you're an entrepreneur, sometimes you wear yourself a little thin and you have your eggs in a lot of baskets, if that's the term. So as you can tell, I am I finished a meeting at 6 and I'm over here in the evening trying to finish up a wall that collapsed at one of the places. And until I got a little bit of the wall done, just a little baby part. So for all of you guys that don't know, you essentially mix mortar and make sure it's level and put a wall up. So really, it's just at the moment I'm just trying to figure out how I'm gonna fit in a wall over the next couple days. You know, entrepreneurship, sometimes you're working on your computer, and sometimes you're doing real estate investing, you're running to fix roofs or redoing walls or really a lot of stuff. I mean, because, you know, sorry, airplane. You know, when you wear yourself thin, in this case, I mean, when you got a lot of things going at once, you don't necessarily have all the funds necessary to hire people to do everything for you. And even if you did, it might not be the smartest thing, because, I mean, if you think about it, my wife and I were doing real estate investing, starting a couple companies, and frankly, there aren't really paychecks coming in right now. So it's just, you got to do everything. So if there's a problem that comes up, you're the man to fix it. So that's the fun part. Fun part about running a company. Or really the fun part about running anything. I just realized I'm really itchy because I put my face in one of those arborvitaes. So yeah, there's the update for a night. It's pretty great. Sorry I didn't have time to give more of an update during the day. It's just been swamped. All right, everyone, we just finished a quick nighttime workout. There's the wife out there. She's walking away from the camera, but just wanted to say it's so important. Even when you're swamped all day, you need to take care of yourself. Whether that's with what you eat, that's how you sleep, that's how you take care of your body physically. That's the way you're gonna get the best results. That's the only way you're gonna be able to keep this up here strong and mentally sound, or else you're gonna experience extreme burnout. And no matter how tough you are, no matter how strong you are, how mentally fit you are, if you don't take care of yourself, that burnout is coming and it's gonna take a long time to get back to where you wanna be. So take care of yourself, have a partner in crime that will do it with you, and just enjoy life.